Jay Moore clearly acting as a replacement official, calling OTR staffer Aaron Bronstetter's field goal good. Jay, it was clearly wide. What are you doing?
You know, we were raising money for the homeless. I did a corporate team up with the fine folks at the Giorno, or as you call it, Mike?
We call it Delicio up here.
At Delicio, those fine folks, we were feeding homeless people. Every time a field goal was made, I forget the exact number, but several meals were given to families every time somebody flicked a field goal. So your poor guy missed, but I had to give him credit because I didn't want people to go hungry because he couldn't make a damn field goal.
Sounds fair to me. So, Jay Moore, thanks for joining us. We look at you as kind of a wind-up and let-him-go sort of sports fan. So today, we are placing restraints on you. One-sentence answers. Commas, hyphens, colons, of course, permitted. You get to the period, you're done. Are you okay with that?
I like colons.
What's that?
I like colons.
All right. NHL owners threw a 50-50 offer at the players yesterday. Did the owners blink?
No.
That's your sentence?
Well, yeah. I mean, you put such restraints on me, you harnessed me in.
Yeah, I didn't say one word. I said one sentence.
Okay, ask me again. Ask me the last part again.
Okay, did the owners blink?
Once the players received guaranteed contracts, they're lucky the owners talked to them at all.
A-Rod last night, he sat. Is he done in New York, do you think?
A-Rod is done in New York at $28 million a year.
Meaning, what the heck will they be able to do with him?
Yeah, they're going to have to shop him or they're going to have to ask him to give money back. But that's when the players' union makes things very murky. They'll say it's against the law to give money back. It's a mess, for sure.
Ironically, that's what the NHL owners want the players to do. You're really abiding by the rules here, aren't you?
Oh, no, you didn't ask me a question. I was just, I agree with you.
Saturday night after being replaced.
We're the NHL owners, and we're going to share our revenue with you, who we also pay a salary to. Hey, guys, let's get back to work. You know, I used to always be player, 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 and then, you know, hockey's kind of the anomaly because the player, and I'm not playing the game now, I'm just talking to Mike. Hockey's the anomaly because the players work so hard and they are like actual good guys. They're not like creeps like in other sports. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, you're getting a couple million dollars a year. And I understand there's money left on the table, but there's no other business. You know, if you work at Tim Hortons, at the end of the day, the owners will go, hey, we made a great profit. Let me give you some of what I made on top of your salary.
Love the Tim Hortons reference. You will use that reference in Cold Lake, Alberta, I imagine?
I'll probably be too busy shivering because apparently I'm playing the sticks. I took to Twitter at JMoore37 and I told everybody where I was performing. Friday, Cold Lake Energy Center in Cold Lake, I guess is the name of the town. And then, of course, Saturday, I take it to Enoch. I'm going to Enoch River Creek Casino. I play all the big towns, but everybody on Twitter is yelling at me like, why are you so far away in the woods? To which I reply, the poor people in these towns, they probably don't think they're that far into the woods. They enjoy some entertainment. Let them have at it, Calgary. Back off. You get the stampede. They get my comedy.
We like to think across Canada, everyone deserves a little bit of Jay Moore.
You know
Saturday
what?
Jay, I'm dying to know.
Hold on. Maybe I want to go to Moose Jaw next. Maybe Saskatoon is on the horizon or Regina. Is that okay with you, Calgary, bossing me around? Maybe I don't want to play Toronto. Maybe I think Bloor Street is boring. Okay? Maybe I don't want to stay in Vancouver at the Sutton Place anymore. Maybe this is my new unconquered territory, and that is Edmonton and the places where no one lives around it. I call it the okay, Billy Guerin tour.
I gotta ask you this. I'm dying to know. After he was replaced on Saturday night, A-Rod apparently was hitting on a few women in the crowd. Is there anything wrong with that?
Yeah, there's a lot wrong with it. When the game's going on and you're getting paid $28 million to hit home runs and win a World Series ring. And plus, it's bad form. You know, you never want to be the guy who's hitting on girls and everyone knows you're hitting on girls. I don't know. I'm out of the game a long time, Mike. But I would guess there's a way to do it where it doesn't reach the papers. Like maybe go up to someone in the lobby and say, hi, I'm Alex Rodriguez. Would you like to come upstairs and make love to me? I make $28 million a year. Would you like to make love to the $28 million man? And I would guess most skanks would say, yeah, that sounds about right.
Finally, no, it doesn't work for guys like you. We only have time for one line answers. Who's more disgraced today, Alex Rodriguez or Lance Armstrong?
Alex Rodriguez, because Lance Armstrong is still ambiguous.
More with this guy. Well, that was Look, no pun you, intended. Go to tsn.ca/OTR for OTR Extended. Hold on one second. Let me wrap this up. And also go to jmoore.com to find out where he's coming. No matter how small the town, he will be there sometime.